Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, January 7th through Monday. First, the weather. The rain chance is 50%. But it will stay warm. The afternoon high will reach around 80. The overnight low will drop into the 60s. Let's get things started with COVID. Miami-Dade County is offering at-home appointments for people who need to get tested for COVID but can't leave the house. The hotline is at 305-614-1716. That's 305-614-1716. The service is running again as the county deals with a surge of demand for tests amid rising cases. Anyone who lives in the county can make an appointment if they can't leave their home or their bed due to a medical condition or a disability. The hotline is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. In vacation news, Norwegian Cruise Line has canceled voyages on 8 cruise ships. That's nearly half the company's fleet. The decision comes after one of its ships returned early to Miami due to a COVID-19 outbreak among crew members. This is the first mass cancellation of cruises by a major global cruise line since the beginning of the pandemic in March 2020. That's when cruise lines abruptly halted and didn't operate for over a year. The rapidly spreading Omicron variant in late November has hammered the cruise industry, as well as many other business sectors. In education news, high school graduation rates in Miami-Dade public schools increased during the 2020-21 school year. Rates in Broward declined slightly for the first time in at least 3 years. Miami-Dade County achieved a graduate rate of 90.1%. That's an increase of 0.5% from the previous year. In Broward County, 89.1% of high school seniors in public schools graduated last school year. That's a decline of 0.3%. In sports, South Florida just got finished celebrating its hosting of a college football playoff semifinal at Hard Rock Stadium. Are you ready for a national championship game? The Action Network just reported that Las Vegas and Miami will host the 2025 and 2026 title games. And finally, in cookie news, the last time the Girl Scouts introduced a new cookie was January 2020. The Lemon Up cookie carried a theme of empowerment. This year the Girl Scouts are rolling out a new cookie again. They're called Adventurefuls and are described as a brownie-inspired cookie with caramel-flavored creme and a hint of sea salt. Cookie sales in Miami-Dade County and the Keys have started and run through February 22nd. Broward sales run February 3rd through 27th. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.